Yontev. So there isn't a shadow of a doubt that after Yontev the Beitzo will become Uteres, Chodosh. So there isn't a shadow of a doubt that after Pesach, after the Akoves or Eimer, so the Chodosh will become Uter. But suppose there is a possibility that later on it will become Uter. But there is a possibility that it will not become Uter. As long as it's not certain that it, later on it will become Uter, so then it does not have a din of Rosh Hashanah Matirin, and Mimele, it becomes Bot. So, what is an example? So, Beitzo Shel Tzofik Treiv, the Mechava says, Beitzo Shel Tzofik Treiv. So, in other words, suppose you had a Tanigeles, and the Tanigeles fell from a certain height, and there is a Tzofik, maybe it became a Treiv through that fall. Maybe it became a Treiv through that fall. Now, so, but there is, let's say, if it will, let's say, it will survive for a certain time, so then it will be a raya that it didn't become a treif. That it didn't become a treif. Or there is, let's say, there is another sophic treif. There is another sophic treif in Tanigeles. And then if the Tanigeles will survive for Yudveis Chedesh, so it's a raya that it isn't a treif. Because a treife doesn't live for more than Yudveis Chedesh. So there is, so we could argue that if a Beitzo of a Sofik treife became Yurev with other Beitzim, that I feel relatively bought. Why? Because maybe it is a Rosh Hashanah material. Because maybe after Yudveis Chedesh, so we'll see that this Tanigeles that lay this Beitzo, so we live for Yudveis Chedesh, then it will be established that this Tanigeles that lay this Beitzo was never a Treifo, so it will become Uter, so Mimele it shouldn't be Oser, because maybe after Yudveis Chedesh it will be established that the Tanigeles that lay the Beitzo was not a Treifo. So the Rashba says no. It's since it's not a certainty that the Tanigeles will survive for Yudveis Chedesh. So Mimele it's not considered Dovah Sheish Matir. Now, the Be'er Heitev mentions in the name of Rav Moshe Melevuv. So he has a kashi, a very strong kashi against the Mechaber. Why does the Mechaber say Nefichoch Beitzo Shel Tzofik Treif Shenisavu Ba'Achiris Eino Bidin Dovah Sheish Matirin Livishina Matir Bevada Evine Biyodei? Why does he have to resort to it? It's not a Dovah Sheish Matirin if a Beitzo Shel Tzofik Treif became mixed up with, let's say, with other Beitzim, so then it should become bottle for the simple reason that Dovah Sheish Matirin has nothing to do with this. Because Mimonev Shech, this Beitzo is a Sofik Treifo. So there are two alternatives. Either it is Treifo or it's not Treifo. So Monev Shech, if it is Treifo, so it will never become Uter. If the Tanigeles that laid this Beitzo, if Klapishmai is Galye, the Tanigeles that laid this Beitzo is a Treifo, so this Beitzo Ilelom Voed will remain Oser, it will never become Uter. And if Klapishmai is Galye, the Tanigeles that laid the Beitzo is not a treifo. So Mimele, the Beitzo is muta right now, except that I am not allowed to eat it because I don't know, I can take a risk. How do I know? But if it became Yurev, so it certainly should become bottle. It should become bottle, Behov, Bishishim, I mean, like everything else. Because here it has nothing to do with Dovashi, with Dovashi Yishl Matirin, because Mimonev Shech, either it is treifo or it's not treifo. If it isn't treifo, so it's muter. So it doesn't even require any bittel. So it's muter. But of course, I cannot eat it. I cannot take a chance because I don't know. Maybe it is treifo. Now, if it is treifo, so then it's in the material. So if it became mixed up with other baits, it should become bottle. So why does he have to resort? But why does he have to resort to Sofik, to the Aloche, Livishina Mater, Bevada, Evene, Biyode? But the Jewish Rashba says that that Beit Shel Sofik Shel Tanigele Sofik Treifo, if it was Nisar, it becomes Bot, and it's not in Dovashish material because it's not a Vadai that it will become Muta. Maybe it will never become Muta. So the Beir Hativ says that this is reference to a case, that the Rashba is reference to a case not of a Beitzo of a Sofik Treifo, but a Beitzo Shenoldo Beyontev of Sofik Treifo. The Tanigeles laid that Beitzo. And when was it laid? An Yontev. In addition, the Tanigeles, so there are two things. First of all, it's a Beitzo Shenoldo Beyontev. Number two, the Tanigeles that laid that Beitzo An Yontev is a Sofik Treifo. So, and then it became Nisari. An Yontev. So then he wants to eat it, An Yontev. So we tell him, An Yontev, you cannot eat that Tanigeles. I mean that Beitzo. Because so he could say. So he could argue that if the Beitzo shall know the Yontev was laid by Tanigeles that is of great for that and became Yurev An Yontev, that so one could argue that it shouldn't become bot, because because it, as far as the treifo is concerned, maybe it's not treifo. Maybe it will be nisbare lachazman that it's not treifo. And as far as the nilda beyondem is concerned, so that will become muter tomorrow after yontem. So the Rashba says no. The Rashba says no. How do we know that after Yom Tov it will become Mivura, that the Tanigeles is not a treifo? Maybe it will never become Mivura. So Mimele, it becomes bottle if this became Yurev. If this became Yurev, and Yom Tov, so Mimele, the Beis Shnil to be Yom Tov, that so became Yurev and Yom Tov, so then it is Muta. Why? In other words, if the Beitzo that became Shenil de Beyontev is not a Sofik Treifo and it became Yurev with other Beitzim, then the Taruves is Osa, because it's in the Roshishl material, because tomorrow he'll certainly be allowed to eat it. Mashein came, if the Beitzo Shenil de Beyontev, in addition to being Shenil de Beyontev, it's also a Sofik Treifo, so then it does become bottle. So I'm allowed to eat that Beitzo, even my Yontev. Because here you cannot say it's a Dovah Sheish L'matirin, because tomorrow it will become Muter. Why? How do I know that tomorrow will become Muter? Maybe even tomorrow it will not become Muter. And let's say, suppose it fell, and then it has to be Sheyed 24 hours. So then if it survives for 24 hours, so then it's a Raye, that no treif occurred in the Tanigeles as a result of the fall. But how do we know that it will survive for 24 hours? So Mimele becomes one. So, oh, this is what the Be'er Hativ says. Hikshav marav rab meishin vuvuv lo mokos machaber levishin amatia. Levishin amatia bevada yodin zed isofik treif lishayak al dov sheish matirim. Vishim mikabi beitza shnol biyontev shabba shayach lima shuk dov sheish matirim. Da'ach shavu osa umokos yi muter. Ma shayin ki mitza sofik treif af maeta yi ebiyote yu shiyo bevada mikol mokim. Im sari bachirim din shivat lun mon evshech. Im tiya tanegil es treifu im kina beitza lehav dov sheish matirim. De bem es treifu yi vero shi nizbatil. Vim tanegil es ksheiro im kil nesra beitza meilom. Vidovo. שיש מתיר לשייך למאח שבוע שלו שימותה ונר לליטריס דם חבר איירקה מבית של סופיק טריפו שנהיר דו ביונטב גם כן ואם כן אף שתהיה את הנגילס כשירה הקן מכל מוקים הבית האסורה יהיה עם שנהיר ביונטב וסלט לי דחמיני מייס הבית שניסר וביונטב ולתספט לו בעלב משום שיש לוחו שמתיה נגיל לקשירו ואם כן הבית שהוא ביסה רק שנהיר דו ביונטב כמה שמרון הויל שנעמתיה בוועד היוס תלובי תשם אותי את ריפו אם כן לא ימיק הבית הזו תדור שיש למד אם כן לא ימיק הבית הזו דושם תראו מובטל ביקל לו but it appears from the lotion of the Taz and the Shach that they did not explain this Rashba and the Mechaber that way. And they assumed that what the Rashba and the Mechaber have referenced not to a Beitzo, Sofik Treifo, Shinol de Beyontev, but to a Beitzo, Sofik Treifo, not Nol de Beyontev. So then the question arises, a very strong kashi. I mean, how can it be considered? How can there even be Salgedaitoch that it should be considered a Sheish Matirin? Why? Because maybe Lachazman, it will be established that the Tamigila is that later Beitzo was not the Treifo. But Memonevshach, either it's Treifo or it's not the Treifo. If it's Treifo, so then it's certainly Eile Matir. Treifo can never become Mutter. And if it's not Treifo, so it doesn't even require a Beetle. So we have to say, and most Poskim don't explain the Rashba that way. Most Poskim don't explain the Rashba that way. So the question is, what Shaychas has to do? What Shaychas has to do with Matir in here? But apparently it's mashma that the Rashba Shita is, I mean, according to all those who explain, who understand the Rashba Kipshute, after all, the Rashba himself mentions the example of Beit Shal Safik Treifo, and he doesn't say Beit Shal all the beyond of Safik Treifo. He says Beit Shal Safik Treifo. So the Pashtus Haloshin is that Rashba is referenced not to a Beit Shal the beyond of Safik Treifo, but Beit Shal Safik Treifo. That's all. So that the Rashba Shita is that when someone is Eiver, he's Sveike Deraisi. Now, Sveike Deraisi is Lechumre. Sveike Deraisi is Lechumre. Now, what does it mean, it's Lechumre? But say, you have Yechtiche. Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shumet. You don't know whether it's Chelev or Shumet. You're not allowed to eat it. Now, suppose he does eat it. All right, so he's Navari, and he's certainly not a Yerushamayim if he eats it. But then, it becomes Mivura. After he ate the Sofik Chelev, it becomes established that it was Shumet. Will he be Chayev Kores for eating Chelev? Will he be Chayev Malkis for eating Chelev? Suppose he got Asroi and so on, and so on. And let's say Asroi Sofik Ishmo Asroi. Will Bezdin give him Malkis? Certainly not. Because Kores there is for eating Chelev. He ate a Chatiche that subjectively, at that time, it was Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shulim. But then, a week later, it became established beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was Shumen. He didn't know at the time when he ate it that it was Shumen. He thought it possibly might be Chelev. So he certainly, not a Yerushamayim, but could he be Chayev Kores or could he be Chayev Malkis? Of course not. Now the question is, was he ever an Iser? Bivadai. Or he was not ever an Iser. He was just a Chetei on the basis of the Aloche that nischavin lechel psachazir viola biyodei psat le, so it's all kapor. The Gemara says in Dushin in Nozir, that if someone has on the table a certain chatiche and he thinks that it's chazam, and somebody tells him, don't eat it, it's chazam. So he says, I don't care, and he eats it, and he ate it. Then, after he ate it, it was found out that it was a mistake, it wasn't chazer, it was psartle. So the Gemara says, sorich mechile. He needs kapoy. How do we know? Because the Torah says, in regard to a nisha who took in eder, let's say she was mikabel nizires, and she didn't know that the baal was meifer the eder, so vadishem yislachlo. Vadishem yislachlo. But the Baal was made for the Neda. So let's say if she was Mikabel Nizires upon herself, and then the husband heard that, so he was made for her Neda. But he didn't tell her that he was made for her Neda. She was still thinking that her Neda was Kayom. So she is Nizire, but she drank wine. But then she found out that her husband was made for the Neda, so the Torah says, Vadishem Yislachlo. But she was not even an Iser. She was not even an Iser. So we she was mischavin to do an Iser. So Mimele, from that we deduce the aloche that mischavin lechel psachazir. Viola biyodi psatle, so tzorch slich, tzorch michle, because Vadishem yislachlo. So Mimele, if somebody thought that his heard nechtiche was sofik chilev, sofik shuman, and he ate it, then he found out that it was shuman, that is human, so of course he's a chayte, he has to the tshuva, there is no doubt about that, because true, he wasn't even the Yisra of Chelev, but he was mischab to be even the Yisra of Chelev. After all, Sveik Dereis is lechumre, and he knew that Sveik Dereis is lechumre, and he took the chance. So fortunately, he was not nichshul in the Yisra Chelev as such, but He was Nischav Lechel Psachazia, Nischav Lechel Psachelev, Viola Biodi Psatle, Viola Biodi Psatle, some Mimele, he is a hate yes to the Chuve. But was he Aveya, any other Aveya besides the Aveya of Nischav Lechel Psachazia, Viola Psatle? So we would say no, since it turned out that it was Trele. Apparently, all these poskim hold no. Why? What is there? Was he Eiver? Is he Chayiv Kores? No, he's certainly not Chayiv Kores. Is he Chayiv Malkes? No, he's not Chayiv Malkes. But the parashah of Oshem Tolu, there is a parashah of Oshem Tolu. If somebody eats b'shegek, echtiche sofik chilev sofik shumen, and then he found out at the time he ate it, he didn't know it is sofik chilev sofik shumen. But then he found out that echtiche he ate was sofik chilev sofik shumen, but he still doesn't know whether it was chilev or shumen. So he's mechuyev to bring an oshem tol, to be megin upon him until he finds out. Suppose he brings an oshem tol, then he finds out it was chilev. So then he has to bring chatos. So the Torah says, "Vim nefesh kisechto v'osiso achas mikol mitzvos adishem, asher lo yiseh oseno v'lo yoda v'oshem v'nosa aveni." That is reference to one way b'sheigek echtich esof kichilas of kishimun. So the Torah says, "Asher lo yiseh oseno v'lo yoda v'oshem v'nosa aveni." So what does it mean v'noshem v'nosa aveni? In other words, it's isofik whether no savene. No, that's not a pshat. So all these poskim they hold that since the Torah says v'lo yoda v'oshim v'no savene, in other words, that he has navere, even though he did it b'sheyek, he has navere. So it's not tol b'sofik whether it's no savene or not. It's no savene b'teres vaday. So that means, so this posik of v'oshim v'no savene implies an iser of doing his fake deraisi. And even if Klapishmai is Gali that it's not Oseah, so he'll be Potter of Kores. But it's a new Isa. It's a new Isa. It's like an Isaresi. So in other words, the posik of Yoda Vyoshem Nos Aveine implies an Isa. So it's not only that he is a chete because of Nischav Lechel Psachazir or Satle. No, there is an Isa. There are many other ayahs we'll see in the other simon. So Mimele, this is the pshat in the Mechaba. When Mechaba says, "Lifichor beitah shel sofik treifu, shenisar bo b'achiris, einei bidin dor sheish l'matirin, lifishin amater bivadai v'einei biyodei." So the Bereitif has the kashe. How could it? It doesn't even make sense. How could dor sheish l'matirin have application here? Here it's mimon efshech. Either it's treife or it's not treife. If it's treife, so certainly it's not yeshel matirin. Treife can never become muter. And if it's not treife, so it is muter without people. The answer is, since it is a sofik treife, so even if klapishmai is galia that it's not treife, but as long as subjectively, in our minds, it is a sofik treife, so it's oser on the basis of that posik. Even though that posik deals with sofik is a chorus, but so ligabi is a chorus, there is an oshem tol, but the same halacha that is true of isofik is a chorus is true of every isadaraise, So mimele, so it's certainly osea as long as it's a sofik. But suppose, let's say a day later or 2 days later or yudveis chedesh later, so it will be found out that the talegeles that laid the egg was not a treife, and then it will become muter. So then that is a raise will no more apply. Some mele, it has a shaykes to dor sheish matirin. But the Rashba says, no. We cannot apply the aloha dor sheish matirin because it's not in vadai as to whether that iser will disappear or not. So there is a possibility that it will never disappear, that iser, that it will never become ivura. Some mele,
Siv Gimel. Simen Kuvvei Siv Gimel. Now, that was the last sieve that we learned. Klishenesa Biblia Sisea, Shenisarev, I mean, we did not learn it yet. I mean, Siv Gimel didn't learn. Klishenes Abiblia Sise Ashen Isariv Gahirin. Vein in Nika is Bottle Birov, Vein Don Neseki Domashi Eshli Matir. Now, this is the Rajbo at the end of Bayis Dalet in Tiers Abayis. So he says, suppose, and that's the Rubis of Yovish Biyovich. So what's Yovish Biyovich? Yovish Biyovich means that the tarubes is a subjective tarubes. There is no objective tarubes. Now, so a kele was mixed up with other kele. One kele has a blias iser, and the other kele do not have blias iser. So in other words, so objectively, there is no mix-up. It's only in our minds. So it's tarubes of Yovish Biyovich. So mele is bottle berov. Klish and isa blias iser, and isa b'kacherim, and nita, bottle berov. Why does he mention Meichat Eise? We should say that it has a din of Dovash Yishlo Matirin, because the raw in Bedek HaBayis, at the end of Bayis Dalet, is Masik and the Rashbo. He says, if the Kele is a Kli, Matches, so then it's Shayach to Kasher it, to make a Gole, so it's a Dovash Yishlo Matirin. So I feel a belly bot. But the Rashbo is Chelek. Why? So the Rashbo says, now the Ramo mentions only one part of the Rashbo's time. He says, Levishetzorich lehitzi olof itzois la'agilei chol kayetzi v'ze. In other words, because it involves an expense. And suppose it doesn't involve an expense. So still, according to the Rashbo, it's not considered of Shlom Atirim because it involves still. You have to make a gole. But the Ramo mentions that, but it's not the whole time. Even according to the Rashbo, even if it will not, even if the situation is such that it does not involve an expense, he can do it freely, I mean, without any expense. But it involves still, so maybe it's not a negotiation material. Now, the Chavis Das points out, I mean, which is, it's Muchach, I mean, from the others, I think there is a right from Mishach also that way. I mean, it's Mistab that way. That when does the Rashbo say that Kli Shenesa, Biblia Sisa, Shenisaril Be'achirim, so Vein and Nikar is Botel Berov, only when the Osad Kekele, he has a Blie that is Min B'mine with the Heta Kekele. In other words, let's say, you have Kelim that have a Blie, let's say, of Bosa Shchuto. And then there is one kele that has a bli of bosa nevele, but it's the same tam, it's the same bosa, except that one is nevele and the other one is shchut. And then there was a mix up. That kele that has the bli of the nevele was mixed up with the kelim that have the bli of bosa shchut. So mimele suppose. So it's min bimine. So mimele is bottle of mashenke. The Chavis Das says. If, let's say, one kele is has a bli of bosa, and the other kele is with nisare, with kelim, that with two other kelim that have a bli of cholov, and then you don't know which is which. So you have two kelim, milchike kelim, and one kele, a fleshike kele, and they were mixed up. So then the Rashba wouldn't say that it's bottle barov. In other words, that you can use all the three kelim for milchik. Because over here, so it's like min shaloi b'minei. And min shaloi b'minei, even yovish b'yovish. So require shishim. So the mechaber has reference to a case where the blies is min b'minei. Not if the blies is min shaloi b'minei. All right. But the roi is chelik. Why is the roi chelik? So the roi is chelik for two reasons. First of all, the roi says that it is a dovashi yishlo matirin on account of the fact that it is that you can be a matirat by making a gole. But then the roi goes a step further. He says we don't even have to resort to dovashi yishlo matirin. It is bottle, but only midrabonon it's not bottle. He says here midraise it's not bottle, because it's like nikarisa.
inasmuch as it's possible to take out, to extract the Bliya Sisea by making Hagole in all the Kalim, so mainly it's like Nikar Issa, because in other words, the Rosh it is that Nikar Issa doesn't mean if I am Makad Issa right now. In other words, if it is possible to identify the Issa, let's say by straining it, sometimes, you know, there is a mixture, and if you use a strainer, you'll be able, you know, to separate one from the other. So it's also Nikar Issa. So here it's considered Nikar Issa because you can make a goal. You can make a goal. All right. So Israel. And then the Ro goes, says something else. So from the point of view of Domeshishl Matirin or Nikar Issa, because it's possible to make a gole, so the Rosa Sogi would only apply to Ikle Matres, but it wouldn't apply to Ikle Cheres. But then the Ro in Berkabais, at the end of Bais Dalet, he says something else. He says, here it's not shayach to say bottle berov, in as much as that Kele, when you are Mivashil on that Kele, what we are discussing. I mean, whether the Kele becomes bottle or not. We're not going. So what is the what's the relevance of this? In other words, whether we can be mivashil in the kele. Now, if we are going to be mivashil in that kele, so it'll give it tam. So how is the chayach to say that it'll be bottle if it'll give it tam? So the Rashba Mishmeres Abayis is masik against the Berek Abayis Asoke. He says, so what if you are mivashil to give a tam? There is a din of bittul of Yomish B'Yovish and the Ben itself. So the fact that this Kele, when you are Mivashel net, so it will be maflit, the Bliya, and it will be absorbed by the Ichul that you are Mivashel net, cannot be more serious than the Ben itself. So if you have a Chtiches of Nevela, and that is mixed up with two Chtiches of Shchuto, so we say there is bittul B'Rov. So why shouldn't we say that we have a Kele that has a Bliya of Nevele? How can the fact that it has a Bliya of Nevele be more serious than the Chtich of Nevele itself? I mean, it's a... So what's the Pshat? So it's very strange, I mean. So I think that the Pshat in the Berek Abayis is, in other words, because the Berek Abayis also assumed what the Chavis Das says in the Rashba itself. In other words, that even the Rashba, he is only moderate if the blies are blies of min b'mine. In other words, a kele that absorbed a tam of nevele was mixed up with kelim, two kelim that absorbed the same tam, but a shchut. I mean, so then there is bittul. But if it's min shalei b'mine, if the blies represent min shalei b'mine, one kele was beleiab is a fleishik kele, and two kelim are milchik kelim, and then they became mixed up. So then the Chavis Das says that the Rashi will be made that it's not bottle b'chov, because it's like min shaloi b'minei. So it requires shishim even by yovish b'yovish. So mimele the Ro holds that since in regard to kelim that were beleiab things that are min shaloi b'minei, there is no bittul. So mimele, there shouldn't be any difference. And even in respect to a kele that was belay amin b'mine, so there shouldn't be bittul b'rov either. Why? Because it's very easy to mistake, you see, such kelim with kelim when it's the ben itself. So people will not mistake one for the other, because they see, I mean, this is min b'mine, and this is min shaloi b'minei. This is bosal and cholov, and this is bosal shchut and bosal nevele. Mashenke, they look different. I mean, mashenke ni kele. So all kelim look the same, whether the blia is a blia of min b'minei or the blia is a min of a blia of min shaloi b'minei. It looks the same. I mean, the blia is latent. I mean, it's not something that you can see. So since vis-a-vis a kelim that have blias of min shaloi b'minei, so even the Rashi will be made there. So mimele, even by min b'minei, it should also be awesome. That's probably the pshat in the whole. All right.
ויש מי שאימר, וישי הדובר שיש למתירים, היכה שהמאכל מסקלקל. נא, תרמו, הודי דובר שיש למתירים, אין לי בוטו, הנדפקי מויסה בעל, אוי שיש עדיין ממוש יסו יסה בתערובס, אבל תלמי בוטו, אבל תלמי בוטו, so in other words, the shach is masik. The shach is masik on this Ramo. He is masik on the whole din of the Ramo. First of all, he mentions so many rayas that the halach of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin applies even to a case where there is no Mamoshe Soyisa left. Just that. So we even in regard to that, We say that Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin ain't a bottle. And one of the rayas is that the Shach mentions is the din in Siv Gimel. Now in Siv Gimel he mentioned Kli Shenesa Biblia Sisa Shenisarev Ba'Achirim Ve'Nimika is bottle bereivin Donesi Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. Why not? So why? What's the term that the poskim give? I mean, because L'Torch Leitzel V'Itzoyis or it involves Tirche. But according to this din of the Ramo, some the din of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim has no application simply because there is no Mamoshe Seyisa. There is only Tam. There is only Tam. And then they mention from the Loshen, the Amidayik, from the Loshen of the Darkenesha. So it's Mashma there that not only if there is no Mamoshe Seyisa at all, so we don't apply the Aloche of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim. Even if there is the Mamoshe Seyisa, the Gufo Yisa, but it was ground, it was nimach. It was nimach. So it's mashma from the Loshen of Darke Meishe, that even when the Gufo Yisa is there, when you have particles, small, tiny particles of the Gufo Yisa, but it was nimach. It was nimach, so we don't say, the Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, תיכו שלא אינים לכות הרגימו יומי, אף על פי שיש אמרים. אף על פי שיש אמרים. שיש אמרים. דמיקרא דובה שיש למתירים, הועילו מטרס לצלי, אפילו הוכה פתאילו, דין אסור על המחמז דמה בלוע בו. So in other words, if there is a חתיכה, that was not נים לכות הרגימו יומי, so that's the תקונס הגיין, that it's also. So you can only eat it, I'll eat sleep. So first of all, what's the shaykhes of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin here? That's not Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. The answer is according to the Rifshite. So we mentioned it last time, that according to all Rishayim, there are two types of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. One type of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is when automatically it is destined to become muta by virtue of lapse of time. And another type is when through a certain maise, let's say like neder, tevulness, through a certain maise, let's see, neder by being shel hochem, tevul by being mafrish, so it can become muta. These are two types of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin that are considered by everybody, by all Rishayim. It's not controversial. Then there is a third type of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, only according to the Rifshit, which is even more homo according to the Rif, because the other two types of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, so only by Minei there is no bittul, but by Min Shaloi B'Minei there is bittul. This, the third type, means when you can eat it al the shimusheta. So mimele, there is no bittul vis-a-vis shimushisa. I mean, that's the sheet of the leaf. If, let's say, a certain pas was baked in the oven at the same time with meat, they didn't touch each other, so it's only a question, they didn't absorb tam, they only absorbed reyach. And we pask like Levi, that reichel av milse, but the leaf says that the reason is why there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi as to whether Reich and Milse David or Reich Lav Milse David is because, of course, Lechatchila you're not allowed to broil Bosor Neveila and Bosor Shchuto in the same oven, even if it's a big oven and there is no contact with between the two. But the Eved, so Rav says it's Oser and Levi says it's Muter, so the Rav says they are Lishut Esai, because Rav Paskos like Rav Yude, that min beminei, that min beminei asas bimashu. So the male reiche is mashu. Reiche is mashu. And Levi holds, no, the aloha is like the Rabbanon, that min b'minei, the min b'minei, he does not have to be mashu. So reiche b'deved is bot. Deved is bot looks not like mashu. So the male the reiche says, but if you bake bread in the same oven with meat, even though it didn't touch the meat, so it absorbed the reiach of meat, so you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it with milk, let's say with butter. Not allowed. Why? But Reich Lav Mil said the answer is, but mashu it is. And it's a Dovah Sheishel Matirin who forces him to eat it with milk. He can eat it with leishiks, he can eat it with parame. So Mimele, it's a Dovah Sheishel Matirin, since he has a shimush of heter, so Mimele, it's a Dovah Sheishel Matirin. So, but here it's Mishalei B'minei. I mean, the bread absorbed the reach of meat. So bread and meat, that's Mishalei B'minei. The answer is, this type of Dovah Sheishel Matirin is more chomer. Only the type of Dovah Sheishel Matirin that right now is certainly Oseh. But after Pesach, it'll become Mutter. Or only the type that right now it's Oseh. But after I'm Sheil Chochem, it'll become Mutter. I'll say like Neder. Or Tevel. After I'm Bisakin, I'm Mafrish. But here, I have right now. Right now, I have a Shimush of Eter. So Memele even means Shalom B'minei. Also Asas B'mashu. So that it means. So this case of Chticho Shalom Lecho Teir Gimel Yomim. Chticho Shalom Lecho. Who is that Yeshemrim? The Rif Shite. But still, because it has a Shimush of Eter, because you can eat it al the Tzli, not al the Bishul, so you could argue that according to the Rif Shite, it's a Dovah Sheishel Matirin. So the Ramo says, even according to the Rif Shite, it's still not a Dovah Sheishel Matirin. Why? Because it's not Osa Machmasatz. So he says, Trumas Adeshin Simen Kufayin. So again, the Shach is Masik on this part of the Ramo. He says, the Trumas Adeshin says that it is Mutter. The Trumas Adeshin says that it is Mutter, but the Trumas Adeshin there operates with two separate concepts. Two separate concepts. One is the question of Dovah Sheishel Matirin. So he says it's so as far as the question of Dovah Sheishel Matirin is concerned, so the Trumas Adeshin says it's not the Dovah Sheishel Matirin. What does he mean? What does the Trumas Adeshin mean? The Shach says he means because we're not Chayshish for the Shita Sariv. We're not Chayshish for the Shita Sariv. That's why it's not Dovah Sheishel Matirin. And then the Trumas Adeshin mentions it's not Asur Machmas Atzmo. So there he means something else. Let there be no beetle on the score of Chticho Ruyel Yischabei. So as far as the problem of Chticho Ruyel Yischabed is concerned, so the Trumas Adeshin says, no, it's not Chticho Ruyel Yischabed because it's not Asur Machmas Atzmei. It's not Asur Machmas Atzmei because it is only Oseh because as a result of not being Nimlach Ter Gimel Yomim of the Shchite, so Memele, it became hardened, so Memele, the salt does not extract the dam or the dam. So then when Yami Vashil, so some of the salt will be Nifrash and will be Nivla. Will be Nifrash and Nivla. So it's not Osa Machos Atzmei. So the term of Asur Machos Atzmei, that he mentions in order to dispose of the argument of Tichor Ruyel Yischabed. Not in order to dispose of the argument of Dovah Sheishel Matirin. But as far as Dovah Sheishel Matirin, it's because he rejects the sheet of the reed. So the Shach is Masik against this Ramotu. All right. Now, then again. Kol Yisa Shalo Yonika. Kidim Shenisarev, have a bottle. Afal Pishu Dovah Sheishel Matirin. What does that mean? So the Shach explains it. I mean, in Sifrei Dveis. Kigein Gigis Mleyo Anovim, Biyutim, Vohoyo Boyahar Biyayin Tzolul Kidim HaShabes, Mutar Lika B'Shabes Min HaYayin, Ve'afal Pishu Yitzik Amato Min Anovim, Kol Shor, Lifi Shemizbatil Bameshi Yotza Kvo, Ve'im Bey Mishum Dovah Sheishel Matirin, Ma'acha Shalor Olof Shem Yayin Bifnei Atzmei, Mail. In other words, suppose you have a kele in which is kept crushed grapes, and there is a lot of liquid wine before Shabbos, and then as in the course of Shabbos, so by itself more and more juice comes out. More and more juice comes out from the grapes, from the crushed grapes. Now, so Mashkim Shezovu is also b'Shabbes. apart from the from any muchon, there is a special takone that mashkim shezovu. That mashkim shezovu is osar in Shabbos. So the question is now, when more juice comes out from the crushed grapes, so are you allowed to eat to take some of the juice of the wine? So you could say, but of course there is bitter. There is bitter berov. But you could argue, no, it's a domestication material. After Shabbos, everything will be muter. So we say, no, we can't apply the argument of domestication material. Why? Because Kolisa Shloyon Nika Kedem Shenisarev have a bottle of RP should domestication material. When do we say? When do we say the domestication material of the lovely bottle, if the Dovoroser had its own independent identity? And then it became mixed up with heaven. So for at least for one moment it had an independent existence. Mashein can hear. So you had a lot of wine. Wine shall heter. But then in the course of the Shabbos day, more and more juice comes out from the crushed grapes. So the moment a droplet of juice comes out from the crushed grapes, it's immediately in a state of taruves. So when do we say domoshiyish matina filel of the bottle, if it had an independent existence, not in a state of taruves? Not in a state of taruves. Somebody answered, let's say, a certain role, or wine, a certain wine. He answered upon himself vinegar, let's say. So let's say he answered a certain wine, let's say, upon himself. Then, so that wine was also on him before it became Iruref. Then somebody mixed up that wine with other wines that he didn't answer upon himself. So we say, because that wine that was Oser had an independent existence, not in the state of Taruves. Then, after it was Oser for him, so it became Iruref. So it must, for one moment, have an identity of its own, not in the state of Taruves. But here, he does not have an identity in a non-Taruves state. Because when does it become Oser? When the drop of juice comes out from a crushed grape. So the moment it comes out, it's already mure. So Memele, we don't say domashiyish matir. Mi shenoda amidon varechot. V'nisari v'hakein li didei mikre domashiyish matir. Letia. Doref shali shalom litra. Dovo shiyish li heta. V'cheizer v'nesa. Now that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Mordechai. So suppose something is yeishli material, but later on, in other words, later on, it will be muta, it will be muta, and but then much later on, it will again become osa. Let's say chometz v'pesach. So chometz v'pesach, so is osa, but after pesach it will be muta. Now, there is an iser of chometz over pesach. So first of all, the iser of chometz over pesach applies only to chometz of Yisrael, but not to chometz of goy. And even vis-a-vis chometz of Yisrael, so it's only osam et rabbonon. And there are certain situations where it's not osam. Let's say if it is taruves chometz, so then it's not osam. Only if it's a chometz ben, but if it's, let's say, taruves chometz and there is shishim, but on Pesach itself, it's also a mashu. But after Pesach, it will not be osa. And let's say, chometz of a goy, so mimele, after Pesach, it will be muta. But then, when the next Pesach comes, it will again become osa. So, the Rambam says that chometz v'pesach has a din of a dova sheyesh l'matir. Chometz v'pesach has a din of a sheyesh l'matir. Now, why does the Rambam have to resort to the halacha of Dovo Sheyesh L'Matirin? After all, Chometz V'Pesach Dovo Sheyesh L'Matirin only implies that Mimine is not bottle. But Min Shaloi Bimine is bottle. Mashein Chometz V'Pesach Min Shaloi Bimine is bottle, except according to the girse of the Shiltes and Rabbi Letam, but I mean all the Rishayim Achilik, and we don't pass like that. So even min shaloi b'minei, even min shaloi b'minei, so he is osa. Well, there could be enough k'minei. Even according to the Rambam, the Shachul discussed that. Let's say, as far as the special chumre of chomes v'pesach, that even min shaloi b'minei asas b'mashu, so that only applies on Pesach itself, but not Erev Pesach, even Erev Pesach HaChatzos, that is also Midaraisa, that involves love according to Rabbi Yehuda, and most Rishonim pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. So, but Mashu doesn't also have the Chumre, the Rabbonon of Mashu, the Chachomim didn't apply to Chomez v'Pesach, Kedem HaPesach, Erev Pesach, even Erev Pesach HaChatzos, Mashayin can according to Rambam Shite, that Chomez v'Pesach has a din of the Mashiach Matirin, so not only will Mashu Aser Min B'Minei and Pesach itself, but if Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzos, it will Aser. So that the Shittes Rambam, the Mordechai Shitte is no, it's not the Mashiach Matirin. True that after Pesach, even if the Chometz is of a goy. So after Pesach it'll be muter, but when the next Pesach comes, it'll again become osah. So memela it's not a davar sheish matir. So davar sheish lehet machizu nesak mechomel Pesach. V'mikod davar sheish matir. Who is that? That's the Mordechai. Mordechai perikol stop. V'yesh chilkim v'zeh Ramba. Alright. V'mikod davar sheish lematiri elohim kin muter l'misha nesak. Avol im nisha le'echod le'ilom osah. Avol pishe muter l'achirim. So, according to Rabbi Yude, and most Rishonim pass like Rabbi Yude, Stam Vashel B'Shabes, so the halacha is that only L'Achirim, so L'Mitzoy B'Shabes it is Mutar. But the Mivashel itself, if he's amazing, so even so L'Ilom Voed it is Oser. So Mimele, so since L'Echod it's L'Ilom Oser, so Aval Gav Shemuta L'Achirim, Gam Vashel B'Shabes, Loi mikra dava sheish lamatir. Ah, no, the tas. Zimek uvez. Kol dava sheish lamatir. Kol dava sheish lamatir mid reis echad bepreit bot. Tichziv achira bevaatis. Vachmiru rabon on hoil v'yish lamatir lachaz man lo yichlenu b'yisuri al dibitl. Rashi perik hamed beitzi. So that's Rashi, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet, and Beitze. So Rashi says that. Now, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ran in Idorim, Dav Nun Ches, as to the reason, as to why the Chachomim are misakein, the Dova Sheyesh Lematirin, so I feel a bit of libotl. Rashi says, the Charashi says that Tami is because Achet Ichlenu V'Yiseh, Ichlenu V'Heta. Since you can wait a little until to become Muteh, so we won't have to resort to Bittl, so why should you resort and rely on Bittl? That's Rashi's time. But the Ram's time is something else. The Ram Nidorim's time is, because, I think I mentioned it, because Rabbi Yehuda says that Mimini does not become Bittl. How does Rabbi Midrais? Well, how does Rabbi Yehuda know? Because he learns it out from Damapor and Damasoya. So the Torah says that he should be Ma'arif. The King God should mix the Damapor and Damasoya, referring to the poor Damapor as Damapor, and to Damasoya as Damasoya. Vala Yodua, Shedamapor, Mirube Midamasoya. So how can still the Torah refers to the Damapor as Damapor, and Damasoya as Masoya? That means that the identity of the Damasoya is not lost in the identity of the Damapo. Why? Because it's Mimimine. The Rabbonon say no, because Eilin Lipat. So the Ran explains it, that the true is Xeras HaKosov. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, so this, the Xeras HaKosov, is declaratory of a certain sword. It's not like Xeras HaKosov, like Poradumin. This Xeras HaKosov is declaratory of a certain sword. What's the pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuv that Mim B'Mina is loy bottle? Because what does Bittl mean? Bittl means that the identity of one is lost in the identity of the other. So if there are two different meaning, then it's shayach to say that the identity of one is lost, is wiped out by the identity of the other. But if they are the same mean, so it is mechazik. One's identity is mechazik, the other's identity. The other's identity. And the Rabbanon agree that if the identity of one is mamish the same as the identity of the other, so then it's not shayach to say bittul. So you have more of the same identity. So it should be mechadet identity. They should mutually strengthen themselves. So each other. But Rabbi Rabbanon say, no, it's not completely min bimine. It's min bimine physically. But legally, they have different identities. One has an identity of Yisera, and the other has an identity of Heta. Identity of Heta. So, Mimele, they cannot be mechazik each other. Masheim came when legally there is also a common denominator. Let's say, Damapor and Damasoya. So, they are both Eleis. They are both Eleis, and they are both Dam. I mean, they have the same physical characteristics of Dam, but and legally there is also a common denominator. So they are the Rabbanon Amede. But let's say in Nivela and Shchuto, so legally they are different to altogether. So Mele there can be Bittul. So Mele the Chachom said, but if there is an aspect of commonness, of a common denominator, if there is an aspect of a common denominator, even from the legal point of view, so then the Chachomim said that there shouldn't be Bittul. Let's say, if the Yiseah is not right now Yiseah, but it's destined to become Heter, so then there is a common aspect, even from the legal point of view, so the Chachomim said that it doesn't become one. Alright. Bein Shleima Peyoshi Bilavo Chein Ptelo. The Abedova Shebi Minyan, but Bot, Moshikosu Bissim Pivot, Bikomash Mon Kandel, Tita Leima Shabbeitza Shleimo, אין בו לחומר לדובר שמיין קומש לו יש כמה כחומר יש לו מתירה דף קמיל אין סופק של אסקה בסומו ופרי שהר בשביל זה בחינו so that words the Mechaber is emphasizing that where the let's say that where that a beitzo is shleimo so then there is no bitl on the beitzo for two reasons first of all because it's a Dovah Shebiminyan. And then it's a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. So, Masheinkin, if it's Trufo, if the Beitzo is Trufo, so then there is only one reason as to why there is no Beitzo. Because of a Dovah, I mean, Beitzo Shnol beyond it, there's no Beitzo. Because of a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. And even if the Beitzo is Shleimo, so there is an Afkimine, whether there is no Beitzo and the score of Dovah Shebiminyan, or there is no Bittul and the score of Dovah Shebiminyan. Suppose there is a Sofik. So, as far as the other, the Rabbonon said there is no Bittul, so in case of Sofik, we are Tehle Lohoko. Masha'in kin, legabi Dovah Shebiminyan, so we are Mach. Va'afilu Sofik, bidobo zeh chomo Dovah Shebiminyan, misho dvorim shenim Tehlem, bishom muta b'seikon, im avada yisod Rabbonon, amurim b'sofik sholidim muta. כל סופק דרבונן דיאזיק לי, אם הדובר חושב, אבל כאן אפילו בסופק יסד הרבונן, עושה כיוון שיש לי מטר. וניסר בו באחריס, אסוריס, ומייסי את הרובס ניסר עם החקר בית הרובס שייניס, כוסף לקמון סימן קופיות ספרס דימותה. ואם ניסר בו בשיין אמינו, התאם כוספתי לי איל. So he says, ואם ניסר בו בשיין אמינו, פתילו בסמך. התאם כוספתי לי איל בסימן קופלף, סיבו, וידת נדלס סימן. בשביל מתירס חטוס, לפי שנהתר החקי נקרא לאיסר, אלא לתערובה שנסה, והוא אין מיני שלא איסר, ואין טעם זה מספיק כל כך. So he said, so the Teres Chato says, that the reason is why דובר שיש למתירים is not bottle only מין במיני, but מין שלא במיני, so it is bottle, that means, let's say, חודש זה דובר שיש למתירים. So if חיתן of חודש became mixed up with חיתן of Yoshin, of Chitin of Yoshin, so then there is no Bittul. But if Chitin of Chodosh became mixed up with Seirim of Yoshin, then there is Bittul. So Teres Chato says, because if the Chitin the chitin of Chodosh became mixed up with chitin of Yoshin. So in a heta nikra hakei nauriser el adrushinesa. So some melee, if the chitin of Chodosh was mixed up with chitin of Yoshin, it's the same mean. So true. So it'll be called. So if there is bittul, so what will it be called? It'll be called chitin. And before the Dovar Oseh, heretofore, it was also chitin. Mashein kein if chitin of Chodosh became mixed up in Seirim of Yoshin. So when there is bittul, if there is bittul, so then how will it be called? So the identity of the Chodosh will be lost in the identity of the Yoshin. So how will it be called? Everything will be called Yoshin. Everything will be called Seirim. I'll be called Seirim. So Mimele and Seirim. So Mimele, everything. So he says, Vein Tamze must be Kolkach. So he doesn't like that Tam. Utmiyani Lomali Kosav Divre Arambo Ze Perik Haneida Min Avushu. Vize Terev Terutze. Vichazin Al Rav Yudin Isvir Alei Mim Bimine Biisa Veheta. Loi Botol. Vialif Omi Lechsiv Lokam Dama Por Mi Dama Soya. Shav Al Pisha Dama Por Mi Rubin Bishol Soya. Koli Dama Soya. Alma Loi Botol. Mishim Bimine Bimine Hu. Vishikol Dobo Shudim Lechavei Rei. Eini machlishi, ad rabbe mechaske, this is what I said. Virabono lo yalpe mizel yisaveta. Dibi ishle me dam po ve soye yoshneem ksherim lizrik. Ma shein kim yisaveta. Aval pi shein mine achod. Mikol mokim chluki meim shezo asa vizamuta. Al koch hava le keine mine. Um shubo ha amrina vi yesh le matirin. Have dum yedi dam po ve soye. So why ad rabbono made that eilis lo yisle bachle? Because even legally they have a common denominator. They are both Eilis, and physically it's both Dam. So Mimele, Domashesh Matirin, in one respect is analogous to Eile. I'll call Mishamor Hamrish Matirin, Avedum Yedam Parbisoya, the Incanchilimisoveta, Shaikmisa Sevilis Muta, Vizel Bimine, Kahidi Dam Parbisoya, Mashenki Mim Benimine, Aval Pisham Sadisa Yeshlem Shivu. בדובר שיש מתיר מקומו כי יש ביניהם חילוק גודל במה שזה מנחות על כל כוכב תלם זה בזה זה כוונוס ישום אף על פי שאין זה לשני ונוחמי. So he is masik on the time that was given by the Tiras Chatos. But when I went over the Taz in Simen Kufalev in Simen Kufalev, Sif Yudvei, so there he mentioned the Teras Chatos. So I explained the Teras Chatos in the same Lomdes. And the Teras Chatos could have meant what the Ran says. He just uses a different vocabulary. He says, by me mine, so by me mishe me mine, if it's in a hetera hakeim nitra leisa, ela atari vishenesa, vueini mine shaloisa. So we can explain the Teras Chatos, that Imamish means what the Ran says, except that he uses a different vocabulary. In other words, he says, the Teras Chatos says as follows. When Chitin of Chodosh become Miure with Chitin of Yoshin, so if there would be Bittul, so then the identity of the Chodosh would get lost, would be wiped out in the identity of the Yoshin. So then everything would be called what? Chitin. Everything would be called chitin. So Mimele, and what was it called before? What was it called before? Also chitin. Also chitin. So Mimele, there is no change of identity nika. There is no change of identity nika. So Mimele, there cannot be bittul. Because even if bittul will take effect, so what will it be called? It'll be called chitin. Be called chitin. So, and what was it called before? Also chitin. Also chitin. So mimele, there cannot be any bittul because there is so much, the two have so much in common. So midrabanan we say that they have so much in common that instead of destroying the identity of one in the other, so they mutually strengthen their identity. Masha'in kein if chitin of Chodosh is mixed up with Yoshin. So if there is Bittel, so then we'll say the identity of the Yisrael is lost, is wiped out in the identity of the Heter, of the Seir. So what will the heretofore Chitin be called? Not Chitin anymore, it'll be called Seir. So before the Bittel took place, before the Taruves, it was called Chitin. Now it's called Seirim. So it's Nikar, the changed identity. It's Nikar externally. It's Nikar, the changed identity. This is what the Teras Chatos means. So it's Mamish the Lomdes of the Ram. All right. Mi win live nu bo machel. Oy nos nu bi deyo li sakken ak deyo. Okay, mishim aliyo bitan negeles. Ein up tail. Ein up tail. So, lo izu abzu nok. De lo izu live nu bo machel. De ovid lechazu sevi taimei. So it's two things. First of all, it gives the proper appearance, and then it gives the proper time. Ela fil nos no big day holy sakin di mikradam kim mi mine di holdo vos etzor zelaze ki mai mu melach bi iso have mim bi mine kin kos vates se pirik mashilin. So the reason is why now the question arises, why do we apply the aloche of dovah shein shel matirin? In other words, if a beit shein olda biyontev was placed in a dish in order to be misakin the gdeir. I mean, this is very essential for the gdeir. Without the egg, so it wouldn't be a good dish. So mimele, it doesn't become bor. But it's minshale bimine. The answer is, since it is essential for the gdeir, and all people do it. I mean, everything you can say, everything is essential for the gdeir. I mean, Why is a person miari one thing with another when he prepares a food? Because it's essential, because he thinks it's essential. So whenever every minshalibimine should be considered as mimimine. The answer is this is something that everybody does. Let's say milu obitanigile. So everybody does it that way. So mimele, so it's considered essential for the because everybody does it. Mashenke. In Khaname, if the practice of people would change and not everybody would be Mimale Tanigeles with the Beitzah, I don't know whether today this is the universal practice. So then it wouldn't have a din of Mimimine. So then it would be like every other Minshaloi Bimine that is done in the Gdeire. Why? To add a certain flavor, to add a certain mare, I mean. So then every minshalo bimine would become a mimbimine. But this is something that everybody does. So Mimele, he says, lo izu avzu nokvo, de lo izu livnu bimachol, de ovid lechazu sevitayme, el afilu nos no bigdei roli sake, de mikre gamke mimbimine, chol dova shetzor yozeleze, and everybody does it. So you can mai mu melar biiso, have a mimbimine. So King of Ateis, in other words, because the Gemara says, now that's Ligabe Iruvi Tchumi. So the Aloche, Habehim of the Akelim Kiragle Habayli. In other words, suppose, let's say you put up an Eire, and Iruvi Tchumi. So in other words, you left your two chales, now you don't have to put, leave two chales, it can be one chale also. You left the chale, let's say, at the end of 2,000 tamas from the limit of the city. So then, that is your became shvise, that's your domicile. So mimele, you're allowed to walk 2,000 tamas more. 2,000 tamas more. So, dead barley. Now, suppose, now the halacha is that if, let's say, Ruvain and Shimon, so Ruvain can walk because of the era that he put up, so he can walk only up to here, in a certain direction. And Shimon, because he put up an...